Well, many of the Northern Territory's remote communities are currently subject to tough travel restrictions, which are so far keeping coronavirus out. But residents who usually travel to local regional centres like Alice Springs to do a huge grocery shop can't get there, and they're being forced to rely on expensive community stores that don't always have stock. Well, today, the Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt hosted a meeting to try to solve that problem. Oliver Gordon reports.
Baden Williams is a traditional owner from Hermansburg, a small community 125 kilometres west of Alice Springs. Before coronavirus restrictions came into effect, Baden and his wife would travel to Alice Springs once a month to buy groceries from the big supermarkets there.
We used to get the packer for 1 month, and we used to get a lot of food, like two trolleys full of food for a month.
Baden's only option to keep the pantry full now is the local shop, which he says is up to three times more expensive than supermarkets in town.
It's the truth. It's bad. $4.50 for one bread. If you go into shops in town, $5, you can get two bread.
If Baden were to travel to Alice Springs to get cheaper groceries, he'd have to self-isolate for 14 days upon return to Hermansburg. And purchasing limits on some groceries mean even if he could get to town to pick up a big order, he'd only be able to get a limited amount of food anyway. Josie Douglas is a policy officer from the Central Land Council and says many people in Central Australia are stuck in this same situation.
Due to the restrictions on travel for remote communities, residents don't have the option of travelling into regional towns for food shopping. So the absolute priority for the Central Land Council is to ensure supply for our remote community stores. There's an increased demand at these stores due to the restrictions on travel. Secondly, we want to see the prices in remote stores come down. If there's price parity with the regional centres, people won't have the need to travel.
This afternoon, Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt hosted a meeting with NT Chief Minister Michael Gunner and representatives from Coles, Woolworths and remote community shop business Outback Stores.
What we talked about was confidence in supply and making sure that we can guarantee a way forward in providing supplies to Indigenous communities.
So what will this actually look like in terms of practical measures for people? Will there be freight subsidies? Will there be a guarantee for people in remote communities that they will have price parity with people living in other parts of the country?
Well, we're going to enmesh all of our activities. Now, freight subsidies wasn't a significant factor. It was more continuity of food supplies, particularly in terms of staples and those key and critical elements that are important to individuals, food, certainly cleaning material, hygiene material, ensuring that during the next opportunity that there is food and supplies on the shelves. The level of parity will always be challenging because of the distances between communities, but we are looking at ways in which we try and provide at the level that the communities have been used to. But the trouble with supply and demand is that there have been some increases in product from the source of which stores buy it. And they gave one example in terms of rice where the store paid substantially more, but they still made it available at an affordable price to people within their community stores.
Minister for Indigenous Australians Ken Wyatt speaking with Oliver Gordon.